Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Good morning, sisters and brothers. So God is good all the time. We are now on the second Sunday of Advent. Although yes, today is December 8th, supposed to be the solemnity, the feast day of the Immaculate Conception, right? But we will celebrate the solemnity tomorrow, because in the order of precedence, of course, Sunday of Advent is higher than the solemnity of saints. Sisters and brothers, in today's Gospel, we find the first mention of John the Baptist in the Bible. I think the symbolism or the perfect picture of the Gospel today is the one in front of us. John the Baptist is an interesting and fascinating figure in the New Testament, in the Bible. When he began his public ministry as a preacher in the Judea, in the desert of Judea, he attracted great crowds from all over the region, and he continues to intrigue us to this day. You know, sisters and brothers, preachers are not so uncommon. But a man who so obviously practices what he preaches, a man of austerity and even evidently authenticity, a man who speaks the word of God with courage and clarity and power, this is the sort of man who stands out. People cannot help but notice him, whether they like it or not. So, prophet, sisters and brothers, challenge and disturbs us. They force us to face our conscience. John the Baptist is not afraid to resist the hypocrisy of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the religious leaders of the day. He confronts them with very harsh words. "You broods of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath?" We can imagine the looks of shock and anger on their faces of these Pharisees and Sadducees. John the Baptist calls everyone to repent and be baptized. But when he approaches to do what he says, he attacks us and calls us names. Maybe that's the reaction of these Pharisees and the Sadducees. They call him Baptist. So why won't he baptize us? These religious leaders were used to being shown signs of respect, and they probably expected honorable treatment from John when they approached John for baptism also. The symbolic washing he was offering seemed like the popular thing to do. So they lined up for baptism, these Pharisees and Sadducees. But you know, without any intention of changing their hearts. So the voice of John the Baptist continues to preach, to pierce the conscience of everyone who claims to be pursuing holiness. John the Baptist admonishes in the Gospel, "Produce good fruits as evidence of your repentance." John is not being vindictive towards the Pharisees. He is being compassionate. He does not want the Messiah to arrive and find them unprepared. So such unfruitful trees were destined to be cut down and thrown into the fire. So John knows the famous prophecy of the prophet Isaiah, who announces that when the Messiah comes, he will strike the ruthless with the rod of his mouth and with the breath of his lips. He shall slay the wicked, quote and unquote. So John the Baptist's urgent mission is to rescue them before it is too late, to show them how to receive God's great mercy. So this mission continues to be pondered today's gospel, brothers and sisters, which warns us, all of us, all to beware of the poison of hypocrisy. If our preparation for the coming of the Lord are merely for show, they make us less ready, not more. So brothers and sisters, the message of John, which is also the message of Advent, is not one of fear, but hope. We lighted the first Sunday of Advent is the candle of repentance. Now we lighted candle of hope. God is rich in mercy. He is the God of endurance and encouragement. All who turn to the Lord in faith can experience His merciful love. The only obstacle, sisters and brothers, to the mercy and to the love of God is sin. And God has already made it possible for us to be free of sin, not only symbolically, as in the case of John's baptism, but really through the sacrament of baptism. We know through the sacrament of baptism, all sins are forgiven, and even the original sin. So rejoicing in this gift, the sacrament, the gift, the grace of the sacrament, the continually renewing our commitment to live by it, we prepare for the Lord to dwell in us. When we fall, we can humble ourselves and return to Him by making a good confession. So, sisters and brothers, there's no reason for you not to really prepare yourselves, ourselves, for the coming of Jesus on Christmas, this season of Advent, to find time to really to repent and have this hope in the mercy and love of God by receiving the sacrament of confession. We have 30 hours of confession here in our parish. There's no reason for you, there's no priest hearing confession. We are always in the confessional box, the three priests here in our parish of St. Anne. 8 hours during Sunday. So, sisters and brothers, repentance, the first week of Advent, we are sorry of our sinfulness, and we humble ourselves in front of God with great hope, the second Sunday of Advent. The concrete manifestation of that, we fall in line and approach the sacrament with mercy and love and being humble ourselves in front of God. So sisters and brothers, by this coming Wednesday, actually this coming Wednesday, next week, we shall have a special penitential service in our parish. All the priests in the deanery, I think we are 15 priests, will come here at 7 o'clock to hear again confession for those who have this being sorry of all the sins and have hope in the mercy and love of God. So I encourage you to do that, sisters and brothers. John the Baptist, a fruit, a concrete fruit of our repentance, of our preparation for the coming of Jesus. So sisters and brothers, in all these ways, we glorify God for His mercy. By the power of God's grace at work in us, we can make straight His path, serve Him with an undivided heart, and witness to Him with simplicity, authenticity, and love. Repent, the reign of God is at hand. God is good all the time.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stannaz.org. Again, that's www.stannaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.